Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a 5-minute podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelp. For the next 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, the Love Well on Purpose podcast is going to talk about the Elf Delivery Project. I'm so excited to share this with you, and you'll understand why in just a few minutes. I'll explain what the Elf Delivery Project is, who can participate, anyone, and then after the break, we'll discuss ways to focus our elf deliveries on neighbors. Let's get to it! Christmas is coming! I love this time of year, but it's easy for it to become stressful financially and mentally, as we have parties, or no parties, depending on COVID, presents to buy, and all the things. This is why 7 years ago, I started the Elf Delivery Project for our family. My son was very little, and I wanted to implement a holiday tradition that was entirely others-focused. Anyone of any age can carry out the Elf Delivery Project. You can make it work for your life and your schedule, but I encourage you to join us during the month of December and love well by making elf deliveries. Here's what it looks like for us. I love to bake and eat yummy cookies and treats, so I decided we would make a list of between 12 to 15 people or families. Some we knew well, others we knew only in passing from church or daycare. Others were on staff at our church, and once we made our list, my husband and I found 3 or 4 nights that we had several hours free during the month of December. We set those aside as elf delivery nights, and I got to baking. I put the treats in simple Christmassy bags, and we set off, decked in holiday shirts and fun. We didn't tell anyone we were coming. We simply showed up at their door with baked goodies. If they were home, we visited for a couple of minutes. If not, we took a picture of my son holding the treats by their front door and texted them saying, "Some elves brought you some goodies. Sorry we missed you." We did that because it was cute, but also because not everyone uses their front door, and we didn't want them to be missed. Sometimes we had to ask around to find the phone numbers to text, but we've always managed to find it. Check out the show notes for some pictures of our deliveries over the years. Over the years, the list changes, which keeps it fun. People never know if they will make the list or not. However, one set of people always makes the list. Our neighbors. When we started this tradition, we lived in a more rural spot. We only had 2 neighbors and lots of deer. So adding our neighbors to our elf delivery project list was pretty easy. Now we live in another state, in a neighborhood, and have 40 houses on our street. Still, we share Christmas goodies with all of them. I've met lots of our neighbors this way. I try to ask their names when possible, and then put their address, number, and name in a notes app I keep on my phone. That way, when I don't see them outside for another month or two, I can quickly pull it up and remember their names without being awkward all over again. Why do we always deliver to all of our neighbors? 2 reasons. 1, Galatians 5:14 says, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Practically, this looks like actually loving the people that are your physical neighbors, in addition to those around us in life. 2, I want our neighbors to know that if they ever need anything, there is a friendly house to approach. We've had neighbors ask if they can print off boarding passes when their printer was out of ink. They've asked us for prayers, their dad was sick, and we've even had neighbors ask if I had an egg to borrow. I want to be that house. But if no one knows me or interacts with me, how do they know I'm approachable and available when they need it? Now, I realize the Elf Delivery Project, in the full way that we do it of delivering to 12 to 15 houses over 3 to 4 nights in December, is not for everyone. However, if this idea and concept is right up your alley, would you join in and deliver goodies to people in your life? Share it on Instagram and use hashtag Elf Delivery Project so we can all celebrate with you. If you can't commit to all the frivolities and dozens of cookies I do, no worries. Why not drop off cookies or a candle to your neighbors on either side of you? No matter how you participate, I'd love to hear about it. It would bring so much joy to our family to hear that you are joining in on the Elf Delivery Project. Over the next few episodes, we'll talk about some other focus areas for the Elf Delivery Project this year, including senior adults, friends, and church leadership, as well as some ideas for things to deliver. Be sure to follow me on Instagram to get all sorts of ideas and follow along in our deliveries. It's my favorite way to love well this holiday season. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast. Also, share it with your friends and encourage them to join us. Leaving a review is helpful in making my podcast more visible to others. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelb.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.